was funny.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody go back to work because this is a business, and we're in the business of being in business, and we're doing business, and nobody's business. Do it. Business.
The Don and Mike Show.
One, two, three,
baby. Even better than a stroke and a poke. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, what is better than a stroke and a poke?
Oh, baby.
Praise Jeebus.
How you doing? Peace be with you. Praise Jeebus.
Jeebus.
Big deal. Is what you're thinking.
Absolutely.
Who he?
Well, he's Will Thomas.
We've got a little breaking news coming into the Fox 5 newsroom. According to the Associated Press, the questions are now over. Joe Gibbs apparently is re-signing with the Redskins.
Resigning, rather,
yeah. With the Redskins. Sorry about that.
Resigning.
He's a fag.
Get your act together, Mr. Burgundy.
Well, that's the big story. Buzz will have more
Sorry
on that.
Sorry about that.
We get to the news hour. Now we're covering the slicing and dicing of Robert Spiewak.
When last we checked in with our beloved Robbie, he was on the verge of placing his ample bottom on the cold steel table.
He's pantless. He's wearing a T-shirt and socks. And he's getting on the metal thing.
Yeah, and it's cold. There is a pillow for my head, and I thought maybe they'd put up one of those, like, curtains. Like they do, you know, for some reason. But
curtains that they do, like, for procedures where they come down, like, to your belly button.
Exactly.
And you can't see.
But
them. Then
once I got on the table, I realized I provided my own curtain. I wasn't going to see anything, no way, not without a periscope.
So you didn't have, like, even a sheet or a sterile?
No. Well, I mean, I'm sure it was a sterile environment.
Did they put a mirror down there so you could see what was going on?
No, I didn't see anything. I just saw
Was it cold?
It was. The room was nice and warm, and they probably do that on purpose, I would think. Uh-huh. So I get in there and I get on the table and I lay down and it's not even approaching comfort. It's just bad. And I've heard from other people that have had this procedure done.
Are you totally on your back?
Yeah, or just horizontal.
So you're not sitting, you're just laying down.
No, horizontal.
It's not like a reclining position.
No, and you know, come to think of it, I think my knees, bending at the knees, I think my legs are down.
No stirrups.
Yeah, so my legs are down, and so the edge of the table is at my knees.
Are they? So your legs are hanging over the edge of the table.
Yes, and I'm
so I can say
them.
As a fellow man of larger carriage. So your lower back's got to be feeling pretty good.
The whole thing feels great.
your legs are.
I had to.
You're
a
on a flat surface that's metal,
and my legs are hanging down,
and your legs from the knees down are hanging straight down.
And this is just tension central. I mean, it's bad. My back is tense. My mind is tense. And it's just not good.
Are they going to give you something?
I've heard from other people that certain urologists will give, like, a Valium or something so you're not keyed up.
Right. I mean, they, for God's sakes, when I had LASIK eye surgery, they gave me a Valium.
Right. I would think they'd
You didn't get anything?
No. Uh-uh.
Wow.
Just I was told no beer. Which, at that point, I would have given one of my kids for a beer. Not both, though.
Did they give you a local? Did you get
Yeah, we're getting to that.
Oh, okay.
Because before they do that, you need to have the scrubbing.
Does the nurse do the scrubbing?
Well, the nurse comes in.
She's Kim Cattrall, the
nurse. The hot nurse.
The well-put-together nurse.
Who's married to the doctor.
And she comes in and she puts down things on the table. You know, it's one of those the metal trays.
A tray of implements.
Yeah, and, you know, she'll clink. Clunk, clink, clunk,
like you would
clink.
See in the movie Hostel.
Exactly. Oh, God. And don't think I wasn't thinking that.
Or in Batman. Yeah, the Tim Burton one.
He says, let's take the bandages off and see how we did.
But the Joker's getting fixed up.
So she's putting the instruments out, and she says, we're going to have to scrub you up.
Don't forget your instruments.
But first she says, let's have a look.
This is the chick doing this?
Because we'll have a look and see if you're ready for the surgery. And I mean, and that could mean any number of things.
Sure,
ready.
So
you're not ready yet, Buster.
I am McLovin.
So, as you know, the procedure involves one small incision on the sack. On the seam of the sack.
I don't know. You're reminding
me. We've discussed. You read to me for days about it.
But, Rob, we instantly block that out of our minds.
Do. We really do block
that out. As the doctor explained to me in the preliminary meeting, there is like a seam that runs down the middle of the sack.
Right.
Is it like the seam of a baseball?
Yeah, but there's no stitches. It's
no,
just
I know what
line.
He's talking about when he's talking about the seam. It's the seam that runs down the middle.
Down the center.
We all have that seam.
I have it, too. I just want to hear him describe it.
Nothing is as it seems.
This is really, can I say this? This is the part of this is the part of the segment where I'm really starting to grab myself down there.
You are. You're really enjoying yourself.
No, this is disturbing.
Okay. So, you know how your sack kind of resembles a brain?
Sure.
With lots of crevasses and whatnot.
I won't be speaking.
And
now.
Hair.
Yeah, well, I had shaved.
And veins.
But the seam is smooth, and that's where the small incision.
Are you clean?
Well, the incision is going to be about a quarter inch on the seam. But to check if I was ready for the incision.
Rob, hold on. We keep peppering with you with questions.
That's what I'm all about.
Is this like going to the dentist? You know what I mean?
Even, but lower.
Even if you, hold on, but here's the thing. Even if you brush your teeth five times a day before you go to the dentist.
If you brush your balls with a toothbrush.
You brush your teeth like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, I soaked and I washed and I reshaved that day.
Okay.
Because the last thing I wanted was any nurse. I mean, it could be any nurse. I don't want them wielding any sharpened steel there. So she goes down and she looks.
You cleaned everything down there too, right?
Well, remember, he
super
said.
Super clean.
What about the taint?
I didn't go back that far. He said.
Well, of course you did.
My God.
I would do. I'd go back from the taint all the way back to the other hole.
What he said.
The taint is the neighbor of the A.
I know. He said that.
I'd do it all. I'd start like right where my last vertebrae was.
I don't know how I could reach like there. And remember we discussed before vacation if I would have Carrie help me?
Right.
She was conveniently absent every time she could have helped
okay.
me.
Okay.
When you wanted her to help clean?
Sure.
Exactly. Okay. So what I did that day is I took myself a shower and I scrubbed nice. But before that, I took me an old-fashioned tub bath.
You take a soak?
Okay. Yeah. All right, a soak.
And I stood in the tub. This is a beautiful sight. And using the mirror in the master bathroom.
Slower. You shaved
I
your
reshaved
bean
my beanbag as best I could.
Slower.
And then.
What kind of razor did you use?
Again, a three. This time it was a three-blade track. Is it track,
track
three?
Track two. Track three.
Track three.
Gillette.
Right.
Fine product.
It was fantastic, and I was ready to go. And then, you remember, the doctor said, the only other hair issue is that if the surrounding hair is long enough to curl into the incision.
Stop it.
You might as well take it all off then.
Well, I used, I didn't use the same clippers I use on my beard. I promise you that.
You buy some new ones?
I did. I actually, you know what? I had some left.
Was it a Norelco product?
I think it was Vidal Sassoon.
Well, of course.
It was left over. When my mother-in-law passed away, there was like a haircut kit.
Vidal Sassoon.
And I said, you know what? Let's use this once and
you
pitch
are
it.
So cheap. Would you just like rummage around the attic to find
we
the clippers?
We had it. How does that make me cheap?
It does.
In the settlement of the estate, I got the clippers.
Most guys wouldn't want the hair that had done.
It's so him.
It is so
him. Gary, go find that Vidal Sassoon
find
thing.
Find the one that's cut like years of hair on family members.
It was like brand new.
As opposed to
it
getting
was
him.
Brand new. Yeah, because Vidal Sassoon was manufacturing clippers in the war effort.
Vidal Sassoon is old.
No, these were like new. I could tell because the way that the clippers were, they were
never been opened.
Like new.
They were like new.
You are funny. And that means your mother-in-law used them.
That's right. She used them to like trim
I think
her.
I think on someone's head.
Okay.
They had
this on someone's head.
But still,
it's going to go down to your beanbag.
As long as all I'm doing is trimming the rough.
Right.
All right. Not on the fairway, just on the rough.
Okay.
What'd that bathtub look like?
Oh, my God.
You got done.
You have not. I didn't use the electric clippers in the tub because that would have been a sight.
How is your self-esteem when you're standing looking at a mirror on the floor?
I said, this is like the worst porn film ever made. It was really bad because it's not just me naked, which looks like the guy from Operation anyway. I mean, really, me naked from looking for it is just PG rated. You can't see anything. So I'm moving my stomach with one hand and trying to get under there. And, you know, there's bending and it's just not a good sight.
So when you did phase two
and then
of
took the
shaving,
shower,
you did phase two of the shaving. Where did you do that shaving?
The shaving or the clipping?
The clipping of the longer stuff.
Okay. The rough I clipped before I tub soaked.
Right.
Over the trash can.
Again, damn sexy.
That is sexy.
Isn't it? A metal trash can.
So you're standing over a trash can.
Did you have perfect aim?
I did the best I could.
Sure.
I had to vacuum afterwards.
Did your bathroom look like a barber shop?
It did.
The floor?
It did.
Vacuum
I had to.
Of course he did.
Of course you did.
He has big hairy ones and dices.
So I used no guide, but I had it set at the most forgiving setting.
Right. Okay.
And so I estimated it cut about a quarter inch.
All right.
And so the rough is all.
You had it set right at the Will Thomas setting.
Right. So there's no
when
way.
When you say the most forgiving,
you know,
setting, does that mean like if you wanted to keep your hair extra long?
Right. I pulled it all the way back.
Okay.
So, would this be akin to on a lawnmower? Like if you want a nice 1-inch cut, you know how you can raise and lower the blade?
This is raising the blade.
I raised the blade.
Raising the blade.
But I didn't use a guide because, you know, you can clip on a guide.
Yeah.
I didn't use that. But mm-hmm. I did pull the thing all the way back, trimmed that, took the tub soak, got myself as soft. My skin as soft as it could get, I suppose.
Sure, right.
And bad choice of words. And then assume that position and shaved. And then you just feel so naked.
So pretty.
Because there's a way that I've felt since I've been like,
no! Kelly Clarkson!
Since I've been like 12, I've felt that way.
Is this going on the morning of your procedure?
Morning and afternoon. It started at 9 and went till about 2. No, I think I did it around lunchtime.
And when were you going into this?
3.
We had to leave
it a little before 2 because we had to drop a kid.
Because this is like a bad evil flashback we had. You know, you were on the table and they were getting ready to take care of your seam and then we went back to your hygiene.
Well, we're doing this like Pulp Fiction.
Right? That's exactly what it's like.
Let's get back to you on the table.
Okay, so yeah, I'm showered and I'm extra clean and I'm actually pretty confident as far as the hygienic of that area, the hygiene of that area.
So you have shaved and trimmed and cleaned.
So she says, let's have a look.
Frau Bueller says, let's look, and then?
And she has to move it around.
Sure, of course.
To look, you know, at where there's going to be a procedure.
She's got to, like, lift them up.
Exactly. Well,
that's why you should have cleaned your tank.
Lift it up.
I have a question.
Mike.
Does she pinch and curl to move it, or does she cup?
She cupped.
Oh, wow.
She's a nice nurse.
She is a nice nurse.
And then she said what I will always remember. She said, you did a great job shaving.
You'll always have that.
And I looked to Carrie, and I mean, what can you do but sort of grimace?
Her eyes swelled up with pride. Huh?
So, yeah, and so I said, I guess you say that to everybody. She says, no, you'd be surprised how they come in here. And then she pointed to the table, mm-hmm. and she had the cheapest, bad-looking, you've left your razor at home, and you call down to room service, and they bring up a free blue plastic razor. She said, that's why I bring this. And I said, well, we won't have to use that.
And she didn't have to use it?
She didn't know. My shaving was fantastic.
Thank goodness.
You know, that's just interesting that she's cupping, and she's hot.
And complimenting.
You know, and she's complimenting,
yes. too. Yeah. Cupping and complimenting.
Nice job on the shaving.
I think you have to cup. I think if you're in that
position, I would imagine you have.
You
to
must have a soft, gentle cupping touch,
a forgiving touch.
Were her hands warm?
At that point, I don't even remember. You know what? They were gloved.
They were gloved.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that takes.
That takes
some of the fun out of it, doesn't it?
It takes a little bit of the fun out.
But the gloves were ribbed.
You and I were immediately thinking they were ungloved hands with beautifully manicured nails,
long red nails,
right?
And
long red nails.
And she's actually kneading. Like
there's
she's
no kneading.
Like she's making long, like she's making crescent rolls.
Long red nails with rings on like 3 of the 4 fingers.
So she's checking my seam and everything is fine. And she says, let's get you cupping. She says
she's lifting.
Let's get you scrubbed
at
up.
At any time did she blow on them?
She never did.
Did.
Like dice
just to cool them off.
I'm not sure that there was any breathing at all in that room.
Okay. Let me blow on these.
So she says, let's get you scrubbed up.
Now, what is that going to mean?
Well, we'll find out.
Oh, see, now I'm starting to get. I've gone from the wonderful portrait that Dom was painting there with the red nails to now scrubbing. And scrubbing's starting to make me feel all queasy.
That's what I thought until she said, we're going to use a pre-soaked Betadine sponge. Now, I'm sure you've all seen Betadine. It's like iodine.
Right.
It's a reddish, orangish.
And very cold.
Well, she says, a lot of times this stuff is cold. So and she goes over to the sink. And she's running the packet under hot water.
She warmed it up.
Oh,
this will warm it up.
Nice.
This will warm it up nice.
Do you remember her nails?
I don't.
They were
gloved nails.
Were they like a French manicure or were they red?
Do you remember the lady at the McDonald's by the station in Fairfax with the long, long nails?
Oh, yeah.
That's how they were.
She had the real curling
they curled under yeah.
Howard Hughes nails.
They were coming out of the glove. And they had designs painted on them.
She had in the surgical glove the tips cut out.
Exactly. Fingerless gloves.
She's wearing biker gloves.
That's what I remember. And that there was a different Chinese character painted on every nail.
What do they call those things? Finger cots?
Yes, like they're little finger condoms.
Yeah.
Didn't she have each of those on
the end of the nails? Yes.
Little
finger condoms.
Red nails.
Magnificent.
But she's wonderful that she's running that under. Is the doctor in the room at this point?
Not yet. Not yet. Yeah. He's off doing business.
See, I would have opted for having the just the lady in there.
But remember, there's the other lady in there too.
Oh, that's right. Your wife is in there.
That's right.
Is there Barry White music playing? Or
it would have been nice to have some music in there, but there was nothing.
Is Gary talking during this?
Yes.
Gary.
We'll revisit that in a second because that actually figures into it.
Really?
But Gary.
Hold your thought right there.
Okay.
Hold your beanbag.
Where we're leaving now is I'm wearing a t-shirt and socks. I'm laying on the cold metal table with my knees bent.
And she's about to give you a warm bath.
She says, let's get you scrubbed up.
So we're just about to hear the story of Rob's warm ball bath. By the hot Kim Cattrall looking nurse.
With beautiful nails.
With big, long, sexy red nails.
Dripping with diamonds, bracelets up to her elbows. You know what the gloves were? They were like Jackie Kennedy gloves.
Did she have a pillbox hat on?
She did, with a little veil over her eyes, and the gloves went up to her elbow, and they buttoned at the wrist, and she had no shirt on.
Yeah, she's wearing nylon with a
fishnet.
Seam. She's got a seam.
Way up the back. Yeah, we had looked at her seam, too. Said, nice shaving.
All right, well, let's get to the meat of the story when
and
we come
10
back.
10-inch F-me heels.
When we come back, we'll hear about Rob getting cut on.
Oh, wow.
Right? That's next, isn't it?
Well, we have after we get scrubbed up.
Scrubbed after he gets his ball bath.
Oh, and the numbing.
Oh, the numbing, good. I want to hear about the numbing, too.
Yeah, you want to get the numbing before the cutting.
Sure you do.
Sure, boy.
Wow.
Sure. Numbing makes it so your balls don't feel anything.
So, a little bit more about the ball bath, the numbing, and the cutting.
That's right. There and then there's the recovery.
But is she there? Is the nurse there? Nursey Wonder?
You'll see.
Okay, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.